Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Dale Murphy's on the line right now. He joins us on a weekly basis. Woo! And remember, I don't know about you guys, but tomahawk chopping works up my appetite. Thankfully, Racetrack has all you can swirl frozen treats, guys, in delicious flavors like tomahawk pop for just $1.99 for a regular cup. Only for a limited time, Racetrack. Whatever gets you going. Murph, how surprised were you about the Dallas Keuchel move for our Braves? Because I think people were hoping, but then when it actually happened, I think we were all like, holy crap, this actually happened.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Yeah, I hear you. I think what happened this winter with nobody really signing anybody, it was kind of concerning for everybody. And then started hearing clubs say, well, we're going to wait till after the amateur draft, and they're worried about giving up compensation and things like that, and maybe the money was too high or the year's too long, et cetera. So, you're wondering, well, will it happen? As I started to think about it, you know, with the Yankees, and I just got to say this as an aside, I hope it had something to do with him wearing his beard.
Right.
Because is the Yankees thing still a thing? You can't have a beard there?
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, that's a topic for another discussion, but another time, but it is 2019. It's the craziest thing.
Right.
Anyway, so I started thinking about it, and I think this link between him and Brian McCann is pretty critical here. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they went right to Brian and asked him about Dallas Keuchel. If you're a guy like Keuchel, when you're a control pitcher, you want a catcher that you understand, you know, you work together. And again, he's coming to not that he had other chance to go to a contender, but I think he looked at everything, a real need for a starting pitcher, left-hander. They're in the hunt. I'm pitching to Brian McCann. It's a good organization. I just think it all fell into place. So I think if you look at it and analyze it, you see, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, when it finally happened, I got a few texts from people say, hey, you know, look what happened. But, you know, there have probably been things in the work for a while, and I'm just happy to see it. Good reports from him. Sounds like a great guy.
Speaking of great guys, it's Dale Murphy with us, guys. Murph here on the WadeFord.com hotline brought to you by Racetrack. We had an incident two nights ago where Josh Donaldson got beaned, took his sweet time getting out of the box, looked at the pitcher and said, you're looking at me. Murph, everyone loves you. It's hard to see you initiating a brawl, but did you ever start anything from getting hit?
I don't think I started anything, but people always ask me, you know, Murph, what'd you do when they're, you know, everybody was fighting? And I did what most people do, most players do. They try to get in there and break it up. There's usually only a couple guys fighting, except for our record-setting brawl with the Padres back in '84, mm-hmm. which we do not have time to go into today, but we'll have to talk about it someday. So I usually just went in and tried to break it up. But, you know, there was always talk sometimes if I got hit, you know, pitchers would say, Murph, you think, you know, it was on purpose, you know, you're swinging well, you know, right. What's the deal? And, you know, it's kind of the, like, I like to say the law of the jungle. I don't recommend it for college and high school and younger players, but sometimes in the big leagues it will happen, as we've seen with the Marlins and the Braves. But I thought that was kind of crazy. I mean, it barely hit him, and neither one of them really did anything, and then they both got thrown out. I think umpire got a little quick with it.
I agree. It is Dale Murphy, guys, and again, joins us on a weekly basis as we talk about our club. So what's the number one pressing thing for you? Because last night we're watching Folty. They've already made a move to, you know, kind of get Gausman right, hopefully, on this 10-day IL and, you know, bringing back A.J. Minter. But this is really about Gausman not being able to get anybody out in his past three starts. He had only given us 8 2/3 innings or 8 1/3 combined. What's the biggest pressing issue for you right now?
Well, it's always pitching, no matter how good our pitcher's throwing. I always want it to get better. You right. always, you're always looking at your pitching. Offense is going to be fine. We can talk about Austin Riley's little adjustment period here, but yeah, I'm concerned. Fulte had a good start, either last couple starts. Were not the last one, but before that, it looked like he was finding his way. We got to have him right. We just got to have him right. And I wouldn't be surprised. We talk about Madison Bumgarner out there.
Right.
I think the Braves obviously will kick the tires and see what's there. You just people say, well, what would we do with the Madison Bumgarner? I'd say you'd start him, put him in there. I mean, you just cannot have enough good pitching. To me, the theory is you need three aces. You know, yeah, it's good to have an ace and a couple twos and some threes, but you need three guys to develop every night. You feel like you got a chance because you're going to have a few losing streaks. You've got to have someone that's going to stop it. That's my first concern always. I look for the Braves to, you know, be get some more.
It is Dale Murphy with us, guys, brought to you by Racetrack. I'm sorry, Dale, you dropped for just a second, man. Murphy's with us. You mentioned Austin Riley. We'll talk more about the pitching, but this is the adjustment period. Riley comes in, looks like, you know, Mickey Mantle. Now guys are starting with sliders. They're going outside the strike zone. I mean, he's got to make the adjustments himself now.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, as we know, he looked better. Mickey Mantle, I don't even think, did anything like this. I mean, it was crazy. We all knew he'd come back to earth a little bit. But yeah, is a little concerned. The strikeout rate, which is really concerning, you know, creeping up to leading the league, I think, and he's only got about 100 at bats. That, but a little concerned about that. But this is typical, and what happens with young hitters? He's gone through it in the minor leagues. You make the adjustment here, you figure it out, you get more confident, and then you go through this tough time, and you just get going again. He won't hit home runs at that pace for this long a time, but he's going to be okay. What again? If he was sitting right next to me, he'd say, "What would you do?" I'm swinging at some bad pitches. I would say, "Do not back off. You got to go up there and be aggressive every single time." Because the tendency is always to start getting less aggressive. And what happens when you're worried about swinging at balls off the plate? You take pitches down the middle. So go up there hacking. You know, I'm fine with him going through this little adjustment. Our offense is good. We got a good lineup. Keep swinging.
Dale Murphy on the program right now, guys. It's Dukes and Bell coming up. Kevin Durant releases a statement. We'll let you hear what he had to say. Also, Falcon Report as the Falcons continue mandatory minicamp today. Murph, as far as contagious, you know, hitting is contagious. You buy into this? When you guys were hitting as a club and you had all those guys around you hitting, you wanted to go out and do your part, right? That's why this whole thing is kind of contagious when you see guys around you playing as well as they are and hitting the ball as well as we are right now.
No question. When you get a good hitter in your lineup, everybody gets a little bit better. When you get a good pitcher on your staff, everybody gets a little bit better. That's the thing about Dallas Keuchel is good players help players get better. And not necessarily teaching them anything, although that happens, but it's the psychology of it. When you're playing at this level, psychology is huge. Confidence is huge. And when the offense is scoring and Austin Riley isn't swinging that well, it's okay because he's not pressing. And so, yes, everybody helps everybody. When you're winning as the Braves are, things relax a little bit. But there's so much psychology and confidence involved in this. And that's how lineups complement each other. Is like if somebody doesn't drive a guy in, if Freddie doesn't drive a guy in, he doesn't go crazy because he knows behind him someone will pick him up. And so that just helps out over the course of 162. You do feed off each other. I mean, you know, no question. Winning is contagious. It feels good. Everybody's, you know, on a roll.
Dale Murphy brought to you by Racetrack. You talked about the psychology, getting your head right. We talked about Fulte earlier. Newcomb was a guy that we had kind of just written off. He's going to be in the bullpen. We asked Alex Anthopoulos what's his lot in life, and Alex said, yeah, probably going to stay in the bullpen. And then he gives you 4 2/3 strong innings because of Gausman, because of Fulte struggling. Do you think Newcomb has earned the right to get back there as a starter?
That's a great question because, you know, where do you use him in the past where he struggled a little bit, given some more innings, or do you use him towards the end of the game where he's starting to do really well? It's a great question. I wouldn't be surprised if they see him getting back in the starting rotation because of his age. But I'll tell you, someone who came to mind, I faced Dennis Eckersley as a starter with Chicago. And he was I don't know his record, it just didn't stand out.
Right.
And eventually they move him to the bullpen, and you know, now he's a Hall of Famer. So you know, I wouldn't be surprised with, you know, giving him a shot, but man, it's hard to argue when you got a big strong lefty coming out of the bullpen late in the game doing what he's doing. You know, that goes back to the point that maybe the Braves need to get some more starters if that doesn't work out. But he might have found a home. I mean, that's a valuable place he's at. Obviously, you like to give him six or seven strong innings as a starter, but, you know, let's see if they get another starter and maybe Nuke can stay there. I don't know. We've got a little time here to experiment.
We do. Murph, we always appreciate you dropping by. We got a big series coming up, obviously, after the Pirates this weekend with the Phillies. So we got plenty to talk about next week. Hopefully it's a tone setter for the rest of the season as the Phillies come in here and we're fighting for this division. Thank you so much, as always, Murph. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a lot of things happening. I'm actually getting on a plane. I'll be there this weekend.
Awesome.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.